You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
And we're back again for the 99. Yeah, 3,000.
What's good,
Jack Tripper to the third power.
And it's your boy Tommy.
My man's Young Tommy. We're in the building, 50 bodies. This is episode, what episode we on now? We did so many episodes.
I'm Trace, baby.
This.
You know what I'm saying?
Billboard
9 for 9, baby. 3 for 3.
Number 3. Okay, let's get it in, man.
Yeah, what's good, everybody?
You know what I'm saying?
Good to be back.
We back. I just got done eating chips. I'm still sauced out. I'm drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Good to see Jessica again.
You know what I'm saying? Jessica in the building right now. We getting it in. I'm sauced up. I've been sauced since yesterday, though, so, you know, it's really nothing new for me at this point. Tommy, what you off? A pint of water?
Yeah, you know that purified.
Okay.
You know.
Good
you
purified.
Keep a pint on me.
Keep that pint on you. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, we back with 50 Bodies again. You know, we had some interesting dialogue in our episode with our melanin punch bowl girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Melanin Punch Bowl.
Shout out Melanin Podcast. Punch Bowl Podcast. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you coming down here.
Greatly appreciate y'all being our, second guest?
Second guest.
You know what I'm saying? That's a big
guest.
Place right there. Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers. Shout out to Nelly.
Yep.
But we do remember them, you know what I mean? Because they came on the show, and, you know, one walked past me, Brittany, I believe. She walked clean past me.
Flex Hogan, okay?
Came clean in the building.
I've been in the gym heavy since I seen her.
Walked right past me and said, "Oh, I'm ready to argue today." You know what I'm saying? That was exactly what she said to me. And I just feel like personally they didn't give me the same energy as they did off air.
They didn't KTSE?
They didn't give me that same energy.
Okay.
I didn't get that same energy, you know what I mean? And it's nothing, you know, I don't know, maybe against, you know what they do, or maybe their on-air persona, or how clean cut they want it to be, but I didn't get that same direct force energy that I felt like they could have given us from the talk we had prior to the show, which was, look, I'm here to, as a matter of fact, she said it in the beginning of the show. She said, "Oh, when I heard y'all's show, I was ready to argue."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just don't feel like we got that same
energy.
Maybe,
you know,
she
just self-reflected before she got here. I don't know.
I mean,
but I was expecting way more dialogue. Not even if it was aggressive, just way more, you know,
I feel like
dialogue
about the
conversation.
They addressed a few things.
It wasn't what
Brittany,
I
I'm calling you
though.
Out, okay? Because I'm calling you out because you came on here and you tried to front like you ain't know what was popping on this show. And you knew exactly what was popping. I feel like you were stumped a bit. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, this is for some people, it's a hard topic. The big thing is, what we never got out is, why were you guys so offended? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's really what I was trying to
I stressed that question a few times.
Tommy, you asked it about 2 or 3 times,
yeah.
And I just don't feel like we got. And I feel like if something's rustling your feathers, if you get offended about something, then it has to strike a nerve, and there has to be a solid root point on why you feel the way you do about someone else addressing something.
Express that feeling too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I say that's the thing way too damn much.
No, because it is.
But this is the thing.
Flat out, it's the thing.
But, you know, it's like if you have a problem, you have to, when we come to have this dialogue, it would have been better to kind of just kind of express it a little more. You know, she was a little kind of, you know, reserved.
She was in her pocket.
And off put.
She was in her pocket, man.
And
I got some feedback from that.
I didn't want to argue because, I'm actually friends with one of the, co-hosts.
That's cool.
I just met her.
I didn't know, no problem. You know, you can be friends with her, is what I'm saying.
So it ain't like I just wanted to, come in here and argue and,
go
at each other's heads. But I wanted to have the conversation to see what is the problem.
Now, is it a comfortable conversation for everyone?
It should be.
At this point in life, it should be. Obviously, for some, it might be.
Late 30s, 30s, it should be a very comfortable, topic to talk about at this point in age.
Flat out. To me, if I'm offended about something, okay, and if I'm passionate enough about it to say, hey, I'm going to call up the host of this show because I feel like it's something that I verbally want to let be known that I have a strong opinion about, and I contact that show and say, hey, I want to come on y'all's show because I got something to say. God damn it, about this certain subject, then I'm going to have something to say, and it's going to be a strong point of view of why I feel the way that I do. And I'm going to make sure you know it. And I just don't feel like I got the real meat and potatoes of what their offended feelings were about. Like, I feel they came on here and they let us know a few things about smashing the homies and deleting wholeness, which we'll get into in this show, because that shit is just I just don't understand that type of shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the things that you could possibly come on here and feel as though you can, like, not understand 50 bodies and the conversation that comes up with it, but yet it's okay to smash the homies, is just like, and the fact that there are, you know, I guess that's not really a down low thing. Like, when I think of smashing homies, I think of everything low key. I think of, that's one of the things that's in the underworld that you don't really want too many people to, like, catch on to and feel like it's okay. But it's almost one of those things, too, where she was like, it's fine that it's okay, because she didn't she thought that.
I think she said if it,
and we're talking about,
if it wasn't done out of spite, I think that's what she said. And I still, it's just
if it wasn't done out of spite.
Yeah, I think that's what the answer was when they.
If it was not done out of spite, it's okay to smash the homies. So if you, it's okay to smash the homies.
I think that might have been. I don't know who said it, but somebody said if it's not done out of spite. But I think that's like, I wouldn't, like, your girlfriend wouldn't let me sleep with her even if we're not together anymore.
What?
I mean, I'm saying, like, consciously thinking. A woman's not going to be like, well, that's my best friend, I'll sleep with her ex. It's not going to just
know. I don't know, man.
You're not going to think that. You're not going to go to the nail salon with her tomorrow and be like, ooh, girl, guess who I slept with? Your ex.
She's not going to say it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but will she look you in your face and pay for your nails and be like, you know, this one's on me?
Yeah. And, you know, smirk.
You know what I'm saying?
Got a little sparkle in her eye and shit.
It might happen that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
that's the same way what happened with smashing the homies, period. It's not something, and that we just talking about that earlier. It's like people are trying to recreate a definition for, like, doing shady shit, being sluts, being whore. Mm. And now it's like, in a minute, you're going to be able to do anything with no type of consequences or repercussions.
And not be called anything.
And be just, not called
I'm
anything.
Just a regular man or woman.
You're obsolete.
You just have no couth about yourself to even, like, everything
it's
is
like
now
we're trying
shaming.
To desensitize everything unless you're offending somebody. You can't offend somebody, but
very
you could do some shady shit.
Very true.
And it's okay.
Because people used to be quite offended by bodies or whatever the case may be, but now it's like passe, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah, I am not my number, and it's all this I'm owning it and all that other shit. It's like people, and it's not even a big deal. Like I said, it's not a big deal, but at the same time, it's like we're trying to make everything okay to do.
Which is not, dog. Like, it's not okay to smash the damn homies.
Definitely,
man.
Not okay,
like,
to smash.
I don't understand.
No homie, like, male or female.
And you know what? I think
it's not okay for no sex to do it.
Well, that's a caveat, Tommy, because there are many case scenarios where and when I mention the homies now, I'm meaning the fellas. I'm gonna say the fellas, like, will knock off a girl and her friend, or a girl and her cousin. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's some shit niggas do, man. And I've been down that road.
A girl,
you know,
and her cousin is different than a girl and her best, like,
in my younger days.
You talk, we talk about homies, not somebody like, hey, what up, Chad? Like, I met you a couple days ago. Like, we talking about homies.
It could be homies. Like, okay, you meet a young lady meets you, and she don't know you. Okay, you meet a young lady and you don't know that she used to kick it with me 8 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And I knocked her down.
If I'm the homie that we talking about, I know.
No, you wouldn't know. I done knocked off plenty of yamps, dog, in my lifetime. If you bumped into one of them, you wouldn't know that I knocked her off unless I saw her and was like, Tommy, I knocked her off.
Well, you caught her a yamp, so that don't count. We talking about serious relations. This is the whole thing. Not somebody you just knock off. Like,
I could have just knocked her off and then you turned her into something that was a serious later on in life.
Yeah, but you didn't smash the homie's girl then. You hit her before I met her. We talking about smashing The homie.
Well, no, I'm talking about the female would be considered smashing, right? Wouldn't she be considered smashing the homie if she knows,
nah, wait a minute. Now, if she knows.
She might not know that we know each other.
Then it don't count. We're talking about you know. Oh. Like, that was the whole conversation. Because that could happen. I'm talking about know. Like, I'm your homie and your girl right there and y'all break up. And, like, you see niggas, you see people on here like, hey, man, hey, Felicia, how you doing? You want to go? You know how they be. You know, I told you he was wrong for you all along. I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, you
like
talking
that.
About
some
nigga
sneaky
just sitting here vicious, like, we, the whole, talking off.
The whole shit was the vicious shit.
Okay.
That was where we were going with that.
So,
that's why I said.
So they have to know that they're the homie.
Yeah, you know that's the homie.
Okay.
That's some vicious shit. That's what I was talking about.
Okay. I mean, like, have I knocked off somebody who I knew was their home girl?
That's bro code.
I mean, I'm talking about in our world. Like, if I knocked off a young lady, and I'm using the term knocked off,
that you knocked off, please let me know.
Well, no, I'm not gonna do that because
don't be over there. Hey, Tommy.
I mean, if you own her, and I'm like, you know, okay. So, Tommy, if you talk to somebody and I know I knocked her off, I'm gonna tell you I knocked her off for sure. That's just bro code for sure.
Hey, Jack, man, check this ring. I got her. Over there.
You can't already get her a ring and not let the homies know who you talking to.
Shit and
eventually, the homies are gonna meet her, and it's like, okay. If nobody knocked her off, then you're safe.
Yeah.
But if one of the homies like, damn, that's Felicia. I knocked her off back in 2003, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
See,
like,
that might not matter either.
It might not matter?
Yeah, that might not matter.
Well, I mean, if it's the close homies, to me, it matters. If it's a third and secondary homie, might not matter.
Yeah, if it's a close,
and when I mean
close
third
homie.
And secondary homie, I mean like
passerby homies.
Yeah, you know, like my homie's homie. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that shit won't matter, you know.
But yeah, you're right. A close homie, that's like a brother. Like, that's like if my brother hit my girl. And then I bring her. Now I'm gonna see my brother all the time.
Dog. Like, that's your brother. He knocked off your lady. You can't do that one, dog. It's like, all right.
Okay.
Now would I knock her off?
Yes.
But I mean, you know, making her my old lady and all that, you know, that we gonna have to pass her by on that.
Yeah, you know.
We can't keep it all in the family. It's just blah. That's like swine, you know.
But
what I'm saying?
That was one thing I don't care if you're doing it out of spite if you know it's the homie. Unless this is some, you know, Twilight novel and
your girl
that y'all creating
she fucks with smashing the homies, though, man.
I don't know if she said that. I don't think
Look,
that.
Look, man, I was here. Okay, I was
but
in the studio.
But I don't agree with that.
The listeners heard it. Yeah, you might not agree, but I'm just giving you the interesting. Now, the pieces of pork that we pulled up out of what they were saying based on the little skinny swine that we got to feed off of from that episode, the pieces of meat that I pulled out were that, number one, she does agree with smashing. Now, I don't care. You can say a no. What did they say? What did they try to hit us with? A no is not a valid yes or no. A silence is not a yes or some shit like that. Silence is golden. You can't use movie quotes to me, okay? When the movies come and all that shit that Cinemark say, fuck all that. All right, you give me a solid yes or no. We are all intelligent, and we have a stable enough mind in the room that we were in to give us
like,
a solid yes or no.
Silence is not the presence of a yes or
something.
Yeah,
man. That was the jig. The game.
Hit us with that rape bomb.
She tried to hit us with the Rizzy bomb.
Hey, and I'm not trying to get
you
me tuned around
get
here.
Caught up in the Rizzy bomb.
I got Miss Frizzled up in this boy.
You feel me? Like, you can't. Don't try to hit us with
that,
the Rizzle bomb.
She dropped that kamikaze.
And I can
shout out to M.
In most case scenarios, you should be able to give us a logical yes or no. Based on a simple, would you smash the homies or would you not smash the homies? And everyone know what smashing the homies is. So, I mean, that to me is a yes. Fuck what you're talking about, okay? She fucks with smashing the homies, and that's okay for her, I guess. You know what I mean?
Man.
Fortunately for the homies, you know, they get to experience that, obviously. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, the world we live in obviously does not shun those types of things when it comes to liberated opinions with you know, different sexes and things of that nature. So, I mean, shout out to them for that.
And I want to just bring it back to the whole thing about, you know, how we're trying to,
I don't switch from Hennessy to Kraken.
We're trying to desensitize what people should. And again, like we said, it doesn't matter how many people you sleep with. But it is how you do it. It is how you do it to me. And I think we're trying to make more and more like trifling shit okay to do. I'm just saying, not even
ain't
the,
we making
not
making
even
the okay
smashing the homies like
shit,
like just like you just see people just doing shit trying to like and they put it out in a way like so I did it man it's me I'm in control
flat
like
out.
No they're still trifling you're still not supposed to be doing it
flat out.
I don't care how many bodies you
can't
you can
just
have
condone
one. You
fuckery.
Can have negative bodies. If you doing trifling shit, there's still trifling. Yes, yes, yes. We still got to know what's right from wrong at the end of the day.
You can't condone fuckery, man. Not in 2000 anything.
In a minute, snitching going to be cool. Yeah, snitch.
Ooh,
I'm owning my snitching.
Ain't they going to be rapping about snitching in a minute?
Don't snitch shame.
They already rapping about being straight drug addicts.
Don't
like,
snitch shame me. I'm a
snitching and hoeing. No, it's a. You ever heard of... I'm on Instagram the other day speaking to like drug addicts and all this bullshit that's in the rap game right now. But I'm looking on Instagram and I come across, I'm just going to back it up a couple minutes, to Lil Pump.
I'm Lil Pump nigga.
Okay, so
Lil
we ain't going to spar the new Lil Pump. Yeah. But I see he has a little charm that says
drug addict.
So he marketed
then he made
it
a song
drug
called
addict.
I'm a Drug Addict, straight, but then said he wasn't.
Like it's
he
cool
was
to
done
be a dope
drugs.
Okay, so spinning off of Lil Pump.
And that's what I'm saying. Society is trying to make
it
more
okay to
fuckery
be
to be okay.
It's trying to make it okay to be that. So I'm continuing to scroll down my my Discover page or whatever, and I happen to come across some yamp. Okay, and I'm gonna use the term yamp because it's very mandatory for this type of person I'm describing. Okay, shout out to Ice Cube for inventing yamp back in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to look it up and see what that means if you want to. But anyway. Her name is like Suki the Freak of Suki. She from Atlanta, dog. And it's like, I gotta get her exact name.
Suki.
I don't even want to give her no shout out, dog. But it's like Suki.
Well, once
the
you
Freak
say her name, you about to shout her out.
Fuck it, dog. Okay, you gotta look her up after this. But she is like a boastful hoe. Like, I mean, it's no other way to say it. Like, her music is literally about hoeing, sucking dick, butt shots, ass shots. Getting purchased these things by drug dealers specifically.
Harmoniness. And it's nothing you could do
it's
about it.
It's nothing you could do about it. And the thing about it is, like, she is rapidly becoming famous off of this type of notion. And it's to me,
mind-blowing.
It's like, how, I mean, it's not how, because I guess there's literally a market for everything, you know what I mean?
Well, sluts and whores, you know, that's like, owning that is the new trend too.
But she's like so, rapping about literally
and
the most is whatever you can think of that is the most ratchet shit you can think of is the subject matter that she tries to dig the deepest into. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm about to look her up right now, and I'm about to let you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but because Tommy, you're usually up on a lot of music. Like,
yeah, but I don't just be looking at, you know, Instagram people all day trying to stay in the wave.
Like, you know,
I'm too old for that. No.
Her name is Hood Rat Suki, ATL.
Yeah, I haven't come across her music. Is it good music?
No, what? Who's to say what's good music nowadays? You got a rapper named Drug Addict. All right. You got a little Slurpee, little Pump, little Gasoline.
Little
nozzle,
turd,
you know what I mean? Suki the Hood Rat. Like, who's to say what's good and what's bad? Like, it's in the ear of the
she's
beholder.
Owning that.
Now, the thing that is, I'm drunk, so I can't find a word that I want, but it's the thing that is very interesting to me about the type of following that these people get so quickly. She has 250,000 followers that follow this type of shit, this type of ratchet shit. Now, granted to say, a good 50,000 may be trolls and just people who are the fans
hate on
and they just want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, but there's a solid chunk of people who are fucking with her because she's getting cheese.
And you know, I like as we go into each episode, we kind of digging deeper into this whole. The 50 bodies goes into so many different tangents.
Yeah, it's not something so niche.
And see, this is the thing. Damn, I do say that a lot. But
you can get that on T-shirt, bro.
Hey, I think I am. This is the thing.
This is the thing.
But see, this is the thing.
Flat out.
Like, nowadays, they're blurring women empowerment with a lot of other things, and it's kind of getting confusing. Because every time a man whips his dick out, he's not talking about man empowerment.
Flat out.
Like, that. Man, we trying to keep our bodies low nowadays. It's too much stuff out here.
Flat out.
But
flat out.
I'm noticing that. Like, a woman just, you know, walk around naked, I'm empowered.
Yeah, that's just naked.
Yeah, you're just naked.
That's just naked.
A man can walk with his shirt off.
Like, I don't know if a guy does it. Now he's pushing his yeah. body upon everyone. Yeah. Like, let a guy walk around just butt-ass naked, which I don't see why he would do it, but I don't see why anybody would do it.
You're chest shaming me. And stop putting shame at the end of everything. I'm tired of that shit.
Shame is definitely a movement. I think we need to come up with some shame shirts. And
I'm just tired
just
of it.
Shame.
Slut shaming, horse shaming, shirt shaming. I'm tired of it. Jessica, I'm tired so of much, it.
That makes two of us. Just so you know, ladies, it doesn't make you like some hardcore feminist if you go and sleep with literally everybody. It doesn't make you equal to a man. It makes you equally disgusting. Hey.
Boom.
Jessica, I'm going to hit that bell on that.
Prince made a song about that. It's called Pussy Control.
Pussy Control. Shout out to Prince.
Hey, rest in peace, Prince.
Man. R.I.P. Prince, man. R.I.P. Prince, man.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. Like, we and the thing that I'm tired of about this show is people getting offended by everything you say. It's like you cannot say anything
anymore.
The
thing about them being offended is that no one gives us a concrete
answer to what the problem is offended. Other than they're offended.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, are you offended by the truth? Because my man Jack Nicholson told us, you can't handle the truth, okay? And that has nothing to do with me, Tommy, or anyone else. Like, if you can't handle the truth and something is riled up in your soul about what we are talking about. Like, this shit is real life. There are real people who are talking about this
with
shit
real opinions.
With real
and
opinions.
We don't, I'm not about to sugarcoat my opinion because somebody doesn't like it. And I'm going to ask every time somebody comes on here and say they're offended, why are you offended if there's no negative intention?
Flat out. You know what I'm saying? We giving free game up here. You should be actually calling in,
wide rule,
making donations,
and a pencil
because
too.
We're giving
taking notes.
Giving out quite a bit of game. And you know, it's useful. It's life lessons. And,
and I think,
you know, we're giving it away for free right now.
2K would probably write a check for all this game. I'm pretty sure.
Shout out to 2K and ESPN and, you know, everybody else making games out there.
Another thing we touched on that I had a problem with is when women say it's different for how men are looked at for having 50 bodies than women. But this is the thing.
Okay. This is the thing. Okay.
This is the thing right
Flat
here.
Flat out. This is the thing.
Women outnumber men. Mm. If a man is
Facts.
A whore, hold him accountable.
Facts.
Treat him the same way he would treat you.
Facts.
Other than that, there's nothing you can really say.
Like, you're not holding. They're not.
If a woman told, if a group of women saw a guy that was a whore and they said, "That's a whore, stay away from him," and they all stuck to it, what could he do?
He just go.
Me too. He can me too her. That's about it. Other than that, he has to not be a whore.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Or he could go into, I don't want to talk about my number.
I mean, has there ever been like
any, you need
like
to,
female movement to say these guys are whoring right now? Like, is
they,
that a thing?
They should hold men accountable.
I mean, but why?
First
Tommy?
Of all, women, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, women.
Why would you want to hold men accountable
I'm just
for
saying,
their own shit?
Because they keep saying it's not fair. But why is it not fair? A man will only do what you allow him to do.
Unless okay. it's a. You may or may not be right. And
if all the women you met came to you and said, "You're a whore, I don't want to talk to you," you're going to keep whoring?
Hell
First
yeah,
of all, you won't be able to. If
Number
they all
one,
said,
I can because they outnumber us and I'll eventually find someone who's cool with my whoring. Okay, and that's fine with me. All right, the search.
Okay,
the search is a
like,
fun
like,
thing,
like women do with men. But I guess it may be different because we do outnumber. They do outnumber.
They outnumber.
But,
I mean, unless
still,
you're just gonna go to somewhere where like we're just mad outnumbering the women, which would be fucked up. I would not like to be somewhere.
I grew up around women, and I know for a fact, if you hold men accountable, they will. There's nothing they can do but do what you want them to do.
Really? Which is what like. What is the goal for that?
I don't know what the goal is. I'm not a woman. But I'm just saying, the same way that they say we chastise them and stigmatize what they do, they could do it even harder to us.
It's possible, and I feel like it's possible because, number one, like you said, they outnumber us. And I think that they're, I don't know, man. Like, because is... Well, there are some powerful voices in the women in the
it's
in
some
the,
strong
in the
women.
Famous
it's,
entertainment.
It's strong
all of that
women,
whole world.
Women. Period. It's some women that don't take no shit.
They could definitely
just,
make some
need,
type of movement that could tear motherfuckers up. Like they could
they
tear
could.
Men.
You seen what Me Too did?
Damn. And they tow up like a
women's
bunch
empowerment.
Of, what's my man name? The big sloppy guy in the entertainment industry who they tore him all up. The director dude.
I forgot his name, But I just, well, I just heard that Eminem song.
I'm drunk a little bit, so, you know.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, man.
He don't get no damn
They got in his ass Preparation H style.
They should
have. And they made sure his shit was shut down.
Now, like, imagine
they,
if
but they did it to
that,
a lot of more people, too.
Imagine if they did that to every guy.
I mean, the I
you
think,
would have to get your shit together.
But you know what? That can be turned into evil, dog.
Yeah, it probably could be.
Yeah, because it turns into something like, okay, now we can do this.
Are you like
now
the same guy?
Now let's use it against whoever.
Yes, put the A on this guy's shirt.
It's they can just use it against, and that can be used. I think, man, I don't even know if it's been something that strongly pushed against anybody else except for like. Men right now, because they've been using this whole was it before Bill Cosby or was it after Bill Cosby? Was Bill Cosby the first one? And then they just like start busting people head with like,
I think Bill Cosby was the first
like,
big one.
Who says Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman has been old for 73 years. Who was he raping when he was 72 back in 1963? Like, was he just an old guy raping every, like they was trying to get everybody, bro. And they all old people. Like, I think they're scared of like young America.
Imagine if Why they don't use that power for Bieber? Something that actually could help them in society, the same society that they say stigmatizes them.
I think everybody should just start having Usher contracts. You know, Usher make you write some shit down before you come in there. That's how you got all
non-disclosure.
That's how you got all that shit throughout, man. You know what I'm saying? Usher, how you come in there, look, if you're going to bring your phone in here,
oh, yeah,
you sign this shit right here.
Celebrities make you take your phones away.
We get your code to get in your phone, yeah. And we get views of all your shit that you got on your phone before you leave. You know what I mean? Usher got it planned down, man. That's how you got to... That herpes threw out, man. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you can't throw herpes out, buddy.
Look, man.
If you throw it out, it's coming right back in. I'll tell you that now.
You're going for a little while, but it's going to pop back up on that ass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Like, we got to stop saying that because women are probably the most powerful species on the planet.
Yeah, they're hella powerful. They create life out here. And like, I don't think it's nothing more powerful than creating life out here. Like I was
it's
trying to
nothing
go
more
that,
powerful.
But they out here like straight creating.
And they have a good amount of control over men, anyway.
But
imagine if they utilized it in an even more powerful way. Yeah. We wouldn't be having these.
I think that they're utilizing it
conversations
like better and better as
it's getting. Oh,
time
it's getting better
allows
as time
us
allows
to do things. You know what I mean? From everybody. But another thing, like. Chiming off of that power stuff, because I remember she mentioned some other crazy shit to me in that show, which was she said something about deleting wholeness, which was mad
that
weird.
That was one of the episodes that we did. What I wanted to talk about because it was a great correlation to the premise of 50 Bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said something about like deleting wholeness, which I was interested to hear about.
I didn't really dive into it. I mean, I heard the episode, but it was kind of like along the lines of. What we were talking about that one week with the Unwrapped podcast. Shout out to the Unwrapped podcast.
Personally, that's not a thing for me. Like, you can't just delete your wholeness. No matter how you try to sugarcoat, like, deleting wholeness, there is no delete. And it almost prompts me to, like...
You know, we went back and forth with this because
now you think wholeness can be deleted. Let me take a sip of my crack.
That's what I said because that's when I made the reference to, like, a criminal... 10 years later, he's not still a criminal, but you said he is still a criminal.
He's 100% still a criminal.
He's no longer a criminal. He just used to be a criminal. And the only way to...
He's still done criminal things that made him a criminal, which puts the criminal title on him forever.
But he's no longer a criminal.
How, Sway? How?
First of all,
if you dropped a body, and when I say drop a body, I'm talking about murder now.
Now, okay.
Kaboom.
You're going to always be a murderer.
All right.
But you no longer murder.
What? What did you just say?
You will always be a murderer, mm-hmm. but you no longer murder.
Always be a murderer, but you no longer murder.
Yes.
But you're still a murderer.
It's just like then we use the other example, Bill Gates. If Bill Gates is a high school dropout, but he's one of the richest men in the world. But somebody could always say, but you're still a high school dropout. The only reason you would bring that up is to put him down. Vis-a-vis.
Wait a minute now, brother.
Vis-a-vis.
You might have opened up a box here. Okay.
Yeah. It's no reason to bring that up if that person's changed.
No,
thus,
no, there is a reason to bring that up. Okay.
Why?
Because
10 years later, married with kids, no longer doing none of the stuff you did 10 years ago. Why would you even talk about it anymore?
Because the long-term effects could still be
there.
Remember
when I was a whore?
No, yeah, I remember when you was a whore. Nobody, okay, I got a few homies who remember that shit.
Nobody is still talking about that.
What do you mean nobody is still talking about that? Okay, if you were a stripper for a series of years and now you're no longer a stripper, okay, number one, your reputation as a stripper is still out there because everyone who has tipped you is going to remember you if you were a good stripper. B, okay, now in this day and age, there are a lot of things that are on video, and video goes to the internet, but the internet is forever.
This is the question I have for you. If you had a stripper that stripped for you 10 years ago, and you're walking in the mall, and you see her with her husband and kids.
Oh, she's a stripper. I'm going to say, look up Sweet Cheeks. Sweet Cheeks.
Why would you say that, though?
Because I know her as Sweet Cheeks. And
it's
that has
to
not
put
changed.
Her down.
It's not to put her down. It's because that's all I know her by is Sweet Cheeks. When I was in
titty
bar
sure, first
6
of all,
years ago,
if
and
you
I
remember
her
enough
cheeks.
To remember her name, you probably got her real name. So you probably know her real name.
No,
so
I don't care about a stripper's real name. Okay, I'm in there for the fantasy.
I don't care
about your real name. I don't care about your real life. All I want to know about is what's going on in here right now today.
Sweet
okay, I'm living in the fantasy. You know what I'm saying? I don't care nothing about. At all the semantics of your life or what's going on in your life. You feel me?
Goodness.
So you can keep your life shit. I don't care about it. I'm living the fantasy. Okay. So to me, your Sweet Cheeks in the club and your Sweet Cheeks out of the club. Your Sweet Cheeks in the diner, your Sweet Cheeks in the airport, everywhere when I see
it's like you're holding them to that mindset forever.
Because that's what it is. Okay, and when you see Wiz Khalifa, you're gonna call him Wiz Khalifa. Okay, when you see him, wherever you see him, you're not going to call
his
real name. No, you're not going to call him Cameron. You see Snoop Dogg, you're going to call him Snoop Dogg.
Hey, Calvin.
You're going to call Snoop Dogg on stage. You're going to call him Snoop Dogg in
the
studio.
You think people call him Snoop Dogg every single day in his normal life?
Yes, they
do. You think his wife, hey, Snoop Dogg.
Maybe not his wife, but we are not these strippers' husbands. Or why?
A fan might say it, but he's still Snoop Dogg today.
Everybody else outside of their immediate household is going to call that man Snoop Dogg, flat out. And you know it. Okay? They're going to call him Snoop Dogg.
I guess you're right, because if I saw Jaleel White, I'm going to be like, hey, that's Steve Urkel.
That's Steve Urkel. That's not Jaleel White. That's Steve Urkel. Dude, you know the Urkel, man. I don't care how old you are. Webster. Okay, Webster. You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
I guess he's like a local celebrity.
This is when you
Sweet Cheeks.
When you create an entertainment
that's her moniker,
that is who you are to the public eye. So,
now that's from a fan's perspective.
It's not a fan. That's from the rest of the world. What do you mean? I don't have to be a fan to know that you're Machine Gun Kelly. I don't listen to your music, but I know who you are.
Sweet Cheeks.
You know what I mean? I know who Lindsay Lohan is. I'm not a fan. That's her real name, though.
But you
know what I mean?
Girl.
You get the point. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to know who your artistic being is for me to call you by your stage name, because that's what I know you
are. I just think that's kind of shady to be like, hey, Sweet Cheeks, her husband holding her hand, they got the kids leaving
Number
church.
Number one, if that's really her husband, okay, then he knows she used to be called Sweet Cheeks.
Yeah,
so
but
he shouldn't
he's still
be
gonna be irate about it.
Why?
Are you trying to clown me?
No, I'm not trying to clown you. I know her as Sweet Cheeks, brother. Okay?
So how would you feel if your wife was a stripper and somebody said, and y'all walking past a dude and he said, hey, Sweet Cheeks?
Well, A, my wife wouldn't be a stripper, okay? So that's
hypothetical.
One. And number two.
How would you feel?
I mean.
You're going to feel tight about it.
I'm not going to feel tight about it. I'm going to say, wow, he must have known her back in her Sweet Cheek days.
Yeah,
okay?
Hell no.
Now that's just what it is, brother. I mean, if he don't know her by nothing but Sweet Cheeks, I can't force this man.
Chime in on this for us.
I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, I'm just giving you the game.
I mean, if she's a retired stripper, let the girl be a retired stripper.
She's definitely retired.
Come on.
You know,
however,
everybody goes through phases, makes poor decisions. You know,
I'm not gonna ask her to give me a butt dance. I'm not gonna give her.
You call her Sweet Cheeks.
I'm gonna call her by her name, brother. That just because
everybody had she had a little tip drill face.
Okay, she did, and I'm not gonna hold her to that. I'm not gonna start throwing dollars at her because I see her walk past in the mall.
You might as well. That might
be
better.
Disrespectful. Now, if I just said, "Oh, that's Sweet Cheeks. What up, Sweet Cheeks? You remember me?" That's not disrespectful because that's what I know her by, brother. I don't understand.
Hey,
I don't walk up to Snoop and call him Cordozer Brodus like. Like, yo, what's up, man? Like, yeah, that's not what I'm going to do, bro. I'm going to call you what
Sweet
everybody else
cheeks.
Calls.
Sweet Cheeks. Hey, shout cheeks. Out to Sweet Cheeks.
Flat out, man. Sweet Cheeks. Hey. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is that that attaches to deleting wholeness, as in you can't delete that shit because what you're known by.
I mean,
by
you can't delete.
You can't delete it. You can maybe try to.
A 2x4 cannot get the nails undrilled out of it and be a,
you might
the
try
same
to disassociate yourself
so,
from it.
So you can't delete it like that, but you've grown from it.
I don't understand. Elaborate, please. How do you grow from?
You no longer do it. You evolve.
I mean, okay, okay, okay.
I wish we had had this conversation with them.
Well,
it's their episode.
That's what they got for not for not opening up. Okay, they should have opened up their mouths. Closed mouths don't get fed. Now we are talking about real shit, and they ain't here to, you know.
Hey, and that's another play on words because they got an episode called "Closed Mouths Get Fed."
Oh well, look how
boy
fucked
you like
they
polar
are
opposite with, okay, with their whole show.
Okay, they need some guidance. It sounds like right now, you know what I'm saying? And I Noir City Media. Shout out Noir City Media. We do NCM. Provide consultative guidance. Okay, consultative guidance. I got all that. Out in one word. Okay, let me take a sip of my Kraken. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, deleting wholeness is not a thing in my mind, okay? Obviously, Tommy thinks for some odd reason you can delete it, which is pure baloney.
Outgrow it.
Ballyhooey and booty cheddar, okay? I would not say that any of that can be deleted. It's just as if you were... in any other profession, you will still have that experience for the rest of your life. You can take that experience everywhere. Okay, so that is a real thing, flat out. It's just what it is, brother. I mean, I know that you feel as though you know it might
sweet
not
cheeks,
be.
I tried.
Hey, you know it is what it is, sweet cheeks. We know how you get down. You know what I mean. We knew what you was in the past, and you know we can't hold you against that. But we definitely gonna let it be known. You know what I mean?
And you know, one more thing I wanted to talk about from the episode that we did with them was
speak your mind,
you know,
brother.
The,
speak
the
your
whole,
mind.
We went into the own your shit thing, and you know that's why people get offended. I don't think that's why people get offended. I think people get offended because even if you own your shit, you could still be offended. People get offended because they let things bother them from society,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we need to do. We need to stop caring about who society thinks we are and stop letting them judge what we do and caring about it. If you really own what you do, it shouldn't matter what somebody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You would never get offended by anything. That's like I said, if I'm listening to a show and they making, you know, fat jokes or, you know, any kind of jokes or black jokes or some kind of any joke, I'm not getting offended if it's funny. If it's really done, you know, out of fun, and it's not any negative or malice into it because I'm secure with myself,
mm-hmm.
with me. And that's how you own your shit.
Mm.
You got to not care what society thinks.
So you're basically saying they didn't own their shit.
I'm not saying anybody. I don't know what they did. But I'm saying you got to stop caring what society thinks.
Because society
don't really give a fuck about you anyway. So you gotta think about who really cares about you, and that's yourself.
We might have another female perspective coming in here real quick. Hold on, I think we might have a little chime in real fast.
Yeah,
so let me see if we got what I would like to hear a couple more because our engineer here is giving us good game. You know what I'm saying, and I respect
that.
Shout out
to Jessica.
Shout out to Jessica. You know what I'm saying.
So we got to stop letting society dictate what's right and what's wrong, and we got
to
quit trying to change the narrative.
We
got
to
stop trying to change the narrative on what is wrong and trying to make it right too. That's what I want to put in there.
Okay, you could be right about that, but I mean the whole, you could say that about a lot of things, Tommy. But I mean the fact that women are or anybody, and I'm gonna just exclude men because I've never heard a man say he wanted to delete his wholeness flat out, like,
because society doesn't make him.
Well, I mean, so you say, because they're
he gonna say I'm gonna delete my playerness.
I mean, who wants to
do some shit like that?
you can't delete being a player, dog. I mean, it's in you. It's not on you.
Women
know
haven't
saying?
Started calling men whores enough for them to say that.
But they have.
A little bit.
And that ain't our fault for not taking to it like a fish to water. You know what I'm saying?
I keep saying.
But
they start laying that term on our ass, I'm going to delete my wholeness.
There is no way to delete wholeness, Tommy. Okay, the whatever you have that made you a hoe in the first place will always be attached to you. Now, I mean, that's you can just detach your, you can try to disassociate yourself from it. You can do all of
it. It's not disassociating yourself from it. It's growing.
You know what? Let's hear this from a quick perspective here from someone else because we just got mad women just walking in on us right now, and they love to chime in on what the hell we talking about. So you know what? Oh, we got somebody in here on the corner right now. How about hit one time for the bell for a new guest? We just walked in. Lola is back. She dropped in on us for the 9-9. She was across the street partying or something like that. I don't know what's going on, but she's back now. Lola, we was talking about deleting bodies. And, I mean, deleting wholeness, not bodies. Obviously.
Yeah.
Bodies. Well, technically, it's deleting bodies.
Tommy feels as though you can delete wholeness, which is complete poppycock. And I feel like you can't, which is
complete boulder dash.
sounds more like the truth. But, you know, let's what you think? What you think?
What? Why can't you grow out of things?
Well, I didn't say grow out of it, but you were in it at one point, so it's not like it's not going to be attached to you.
You're still stealing lighters at the gas station?
You can disassociate yourself from it.
Yeah, you stop
doing
stuff.
But it's not like you're not, no, you're still a thief. Okay, you have stolen, so I will always watch my shit around you. Okay?
Okay.
That is, you're just a thief, okay? If you was a freak back in the day and you was thotting and you was knocking everybody off.
Well, I still think you're a freak.
I'm still going to think you're a freak. I don't care if you've grown out of it.
That's a different story.
Like, you are now a daytime freak, okay? Flat out. So, I'm not understanding the deleting of wholeness. Like, let's just say, I don't want to be a hoe no more.
Right, if you stop hoeing, then you're not a hoe anymore.
No. I just said this. A person could say that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, I mean, I could say I'm Superman, but you know, I really am. But the literal portion of it, I would say, is that I'm not actually Superman. I can say I'm a virgin. I'm a born again virgin. Okay, I still got. Is it not?
No, that's poppy.
Okay, is it not? I've heard it.
I guess with that new technology, you can't.
Oh, right.
But I don't know about the dude. You can't shoot the nuts back on.
Back
in
the, hey, well, I don't.
They might come up. You never know in the future.
We can make a born again virgin. Now we're gonna say you can delete wholeness. That's in the same lane to me. Okay.
No.
But how you still gonna be calling somebody a hoe that's like 60
years old
with
either.
Grandkids?
Hey,
and
sweet
stuff
cheese.
Like that. Like,
okay.
Who the fuck cares?
Tommy,
what
did you say on the last episode?
19 years
about
old.
Your grandma.
Oh yeah, my grandma was a freak.
Okay.
Okay. So
but
Tommy
she's a good
knows
woman.
She's not anymore.
I never said she wasn't a good woman.
She's pretty judgmental though. That's
it's,
what I said.
It's just interesting the things that you learn about people, like in college and how you meet people. There are people that I know who are like married with kids, but in my head, I do still remember.
Oh, my grandma never heard this
you know,
show.
The bad stuff.
I mean,
but I don't care. Like you know, ass. You can evolve and grow, and you don't have to be a hoe no more. If you don't want to be.
But is that necessarily deleting the wholeness? That to me, that's still not. Just because you say, I don't want to be a hoe no more. I don't want to be a player no more. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play baseball no more. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that the
it
nature of
it doesn't delete your
done.
Past, but you, everybody should be evolving and growing from and doing different things that they were doing when they were younger and when they were teenagers. So I feel like it's a very petty person and a person who is not like secure in themselves that they're still placing names on things, activities that people did when they were, you know, 20 years ago. Like, why do you still care?
Well,
okay. Why do you still care?
Okay, I'm gonna say it this way because it matters. Okay, and number two is if you have someone just randomly saying that I can delete the past, mm-hmm. okay, and I can just disregard all of the things that were done at whatever point in time, mm-hmm. then who is ever gonna have a true history of the person that you are knowing or the person you are getting to know? You'll never actually know what the hell was going on with this person or who you're getting involved with or who you're voting for if we can all just be allowed to delete our hoe-ish or scam-ish or whatever ways that were before.
But at the same
like,
time.
Like, how can you apply that to
at the
shit?
Same time, like, even, like, with my grandmother, she would be, that would be according to what society would say about her.
Right.
Because we don't know what the setting was all the way in the 40s. Mm-hmm. It in the 40s, it probably was like, whoa, what just happened?
She just was unmarried.
Yeah,
maybe.
She was, and young. So they wouldn't look at it. He could have been with one person.
Mm-hmm.
But it in society, that's what mm-hmm. they would say. And she's nowhere near. She's been married twice. She's a good woman. She goes to church now. She's an old lady.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
But she will be judged.
Jack,
she's really judgmental, though. But see, you can't go off of what happened in 19. It's 2018.
Right.
That was in the 1930s, 40s.
Okay.
And we don't even know the story. We just going off what society would think.
Based off of, because Tommy doesn't feel the same way Jack does about
Yeah, he jack tripping.
But based off of your own feelings about 50 bodies, and you're like, well, I'm meeting people, I just already have this number placed on them, mm-hmm. and I'm not treating them any different, and I'm still respecting people and letting them come as they're coming. I just feel like they have this past. Mm-hmm. So if by your own explanation, you're already giving people these 50 bodies, you will never get a full, true explanation of someone's past, because you're already putting on someone's past your own thoughts. So you can't say, oh, you can delete your wholeness, or you can't delete your wholeness, because that's not a true representation of someone's past. You're already giving someone you just met a past that may or may not be true based on your own feelings.
Bars.
well, that is only partially true. Okay. And the partial portion is that the number that I personally place on women that I meet mm-hmm. is based on a calculation of.
It doesn't matter where the calculation comes from. Formulas. All I'm saying is that you are giving people a past that may or may not be true. So how can you then tell someone else that I did have this kind of past, I do not behave that way anymore? How can you tell somebody that that's wrong for them to approach their life in that way when you just meeting someone are already giving them a past?
Yeah, you already gay, sweet chicks.
You already gave them a past of 50 bodies.
I did.
But you're also saying, I respect you, sweet cheeks.
Yeah.
And I'm accepting you as you come. Mm-hmm. So why does it matter? If a woman or a man says, hey, I was a hoe in college, I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. What's it to you? Because you're already.
I guess she's right, because he already got 50 bodies.
She already, she what's got it 50 to you?
You're right. So I'm going to tell you what it is to me, because the fact that they would own it, okay, and they're empathizing with the fact that, okay, yeah, you know what? I might just have 50 bodies because X, Y, and Z events might have taken place.
Okay.
Okay. I can respect someone like that because they're truthful with themselves. They're truthful with the sequence of events that have happened in their life mm-hmm. and the place that we are in history currently. Now, if you're just going to tell me, no, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, okay. and that you're my age, okay, you're 31 and you grew up in here in the U.S., not in buttfuck Australia or some shit like that. Okay, we're here and we know what type of environment we've all grown up in this generation. You tell me some foo-foo number as in six or seven. Just, I mean, it might just come up. I might not never bring it up, but we might be watching a movie where as this subject comes up, and it happens often. You know, you yeah, watch chick flicks and you watch
so many skits,
Tyler
and
Perry's
like
and all this old shit, you know, that brings up this type of things, and the conversation just arises out of just the fluky air. You know what I mean? Well, who you been? Or you might see somebody in the streets in the mall. Oh, that's just Calvin. I used to talk to him in 02. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Calvin out there in Aston Martin. God damn it. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying. But, okay, so you go into all those sequences of events, and you can't sit here and tell me at our age that mm-hmm. we are 5 and 6 deep mm-hmm. in all the relationships you've been in, whether it be adolescent to teenage to college to full-grown person. Mm-hmm. If you give me some ridiculous number that I feel like isn't feasible in my mind, and this is, again, my mind, but I just think that it is compatible with a lot of
but
other
minds. You're thinking from a player's mind, though.
Yeah, because I have friends that legit, they got married younger. We're just not out here like that. I have multiple friends who have
multiple friends. You hear this, Tommy?
That's why I've always disagreed with this theory that every woman our age has 50 bodies, because I personally know women who don't.
Mm. Do you?
Yeah.
And you personally know every single.
No.
Okay. That's all.
And you don't know every single woman either.
And that is precisely my point. No, I'm not saying every single woman. I'm saying every single situation that woman has been in.
So your issue really is the honesty.
100%. And it's not even an accurate. It doesn't even have to be a 100% yeah. accurate. Like, you don't have to tell me, okay, you know, it's not been 50. It's been 32. Okay. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But so like,
I got a question for
don't,
you.
Like, say answer. That mm-hmm. 50 is so far fetched from the truth mm-hmm. when we are in that realm. And don't give me a number that is just so far from the truth that I'm just not going to believe it. You know what I mean? Like, just let me have my 50 or don't give me the truth at all.
I got a question for you real quick, JT. Would you ever believe the number that the woman told you?
Right.
What if that number never changed? Like, that's like, and that's really her number. Would it ever be possible for you to believe that?
It depends on what that number is.
15.
What if it's 5?
If it's 15,
but
and we're our age now?
Yeah.
But what if it's 5 and we're our age? What if she, and that's her actual number?
If it's 5,
number?
Absolutely not. Okay.
But what if it? What if it was? What if she? What maybe had been married?
Come on, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Maybe had been married.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying. What if it is 5?
So married women don't catch bodies?
No.
Not every married woman catch a body. That's okay, like saying all married men catch a body.
I'm glad, Tommy, you said all married women, because Lola, you just said no as if but married women just don't catch
bodies. When you're married, you're not supposed to
catch don't put that
bodies.
Out there. Cause
I'm glad
that,
supposed to is one thing, but do you?
So married men faithful, catch bodies?
It's faithful people out here.
Of course.
Okay.
But not all of them.
But that's not the point, okay? The point is that...
I was with the same woman for 8 years.
No, Tommy, I would not believe her if she told me 15.
So what about 30 years of just honesty and loyalty? And
to who?
To you.
Oh, if I was with somebody with 30 years?
And you would never, ever believe that she's only slept with 5. And you seen her. She was a real person. She was
honest. In those years, she's definitely been with somebody since I've been with her.
What?
Flat out.
Boy,
you're just assuming that a woman is going to cheat.
You've been
on
watching
you.
Too many Tyler Perry movies.
Duh, cheating is a part of life,
no,
dog.
No, it's not.
It is.
Never cheated, man.
Never.
Oh, my God. Tommy, that's because... You don't know a lot of shit. You've never even been to a titty bar, okay? Because
so I chose not to go.
There's a lot that you haven't experienced, is my point.
Because okay? I chose not to.
Thank
it's a
you.
Choice.
It's a choice. You don't have to cheat.
It's not like I can't go to a strip
cheating
club.
Cheating is like drinking orange juice, okay? You do it maybe a couple times a week because it tastes good. And the rest of the week, you drink water, okay? And that is
and
your
here
loyalty.
And I'm to tell you, okay? you got a choice for everything.
Yes, you do.
You do have a choice for everything.
How many times you asked me to go to the strip club? You made like going to the strip club was like impossible for me to do.
What?
You said I didn't never been to the strip club. I could have went to the strip club with you about 100 times.
Well,
probably.
Why didn't you go, Tommy?
I did not want to go.
I don't believe you.
Why wouldn't I go then?
I don't know. Okay,
that makes no sense at all.
About, it's something systematically that just happened to you, whereas you didn't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Okay. So you are what's called a.
Anomaly.
Yeah,
but that's
pulled
not,
it right
that,
out of my face.
It's probably millions of people like that just make choices to not do things because they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. The society.
Why?
Okay, society.
Hey, don't start preaching now.
Listen, brother. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. Like you see my hand going up? Society. Okay, the society we grew up in instills certain things upon us, which places us in situations that have us go through these rites of passage, okay? And some of them are things like titty bars, which everyone doesn't experience, but a lot of people
and
grew
I'm not
up in,
knocking down none of that stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, when you talk about a majority, we're talking about, let's just take, for instance, everybody at our high school. You remember, we used to come to school and give away free passes to the titty bar to high school kids. There were a pocket
and then,
of kids
and
who
it
probably
was like
didn't.
It was like a chain effect.
Yeah,
and
they were coming on
in, and then
like,
they would pull somebody
and
in.
Yeah, there's a few and far in between who chose not to take that route, you know, the latchkey kids and all this old such
thing.
There's
nothing wrong with being a latchkey kid.
Oh,
I wasn't a latchkey kid.
Shout out to my parents. Shout out to the latchkey kids. Okay. I'm just saying it was some of us who got a chance to spring off the porch.
It was like 5 of us, so we could just go home and watch each other.
Okay. So y'all was straight gutter kids. Okay. Yeah. Y'all went home and just fend it for yourselves, which is that's how me and my brother came up. You know what I mean? But some of us were latchkey kids and, you know, everyone didn't experience the same things as a kid is what I'm saying. Or as a teenager or as a college student, some of us didn't go to college and blase split. But the point of what I'm saying is that these certain areas are definitely for a majority in our demographic
and
where we are, our rights
of passage. There's more, you know.
Titty bars and cheating is for everybody, though.
Mm.
Because there's levels to the cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, every cheating is not cheating. Like just
yeah, but everybody. Just the whole point was everybody doesn't cheat. So you may
but
have
everyone
a,
does
you
cheat
may
because
have a
there's
wife
different
that
portions
cheat.
Of cheating. But that's just like how everybody didn't think everything was a body when oral sex and sex are both.
I mean,
considered
but I guess you could.
A lot of people.
There's people that think like if you like you might talk to a guy you
emotional
never did anything
cheating.
To him. That's emotional. Cheating.
Oh, that's cheating.
So you could get, but we're talking about physically cheating.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't say that. We just said cheating.
No, the point was about if your wife actually only had 5 bodies, would you believe her? That's physical.
Okay, you may or may not be right. Okay, so if we're talking about physically cheating, then there are still levels of physically cheating too.
There's some women that haven't slept with a lot of guys.
Well,
some, yeah, it's just like it's some men that haven't slept with a lot of women.
They're called kids.
No.
So When you're talking about women, though,
they're called people who just choose not to.
There's a such a small pocket.
It's
of
probably it could be women, even if it's small, it's still possible. Or men. It's still.
What do you do? People go by the majority number or the minimum? You don't vote and pick the minimal number. You pick the majority. So I mean, hey, that
I guess you may or may not be right about that. I guess you're right.
I'm just saying. It's just.
But I'm saying it's possible though. You gotta look at the
everything is a possibility in today. Like what's not a possibility? Exactly. But what I'm saying is that
the dragons. I don't know.
Dragons
are
definitely a possibility in today's society. I've seen a couple actually. Maybe one in this room. I'm not sure. All I'm saying is that whether you breathe fire or not, okay. The point of what I'm saying is that there are levels to cheating. Like when it comes to. Like just a body is cheating, of course, but you can emotionally cheat for sure. I personally think that if you just like, you know, get some head from somebody and, you know, that's not cheat. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I didn't bring back a kid or nothing cheating. Like that. So unless I'm bringing back a kid,
you can bring back
or a disease,
something else. Yeah.
That's cheating. Okay. But other than that, you know what I mean? Everybody's
who
still going to be
cheat.
Happy.
If you have sex with a condom and you don't bring back a disease, that's not cheating.
Hell no.
Hey, once all that, once
what
that,
do you mean?
Once that nut, leave,
everyone
you
feel, is still
you
happy
feel
at
guilt
the
from
end of the
watching
day.
Porn, so I know you feel guilt.
Everyone is still happy at the end of the day. The cheating begins when there are hearts and feelings broken. You know what I mean?
The heart is broken once her mouth is on your pole, man.
No, my heart is throbbing at that point because
wow. Yeah, that's called excitement.
Yeah, exactly. So
her heart is throbbing like radiating, like that radiating feeling.
Look,
that
man,
get.
She's not long as your spouse is happy. Then you're not cheating, dog. Like
a happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. That is a real thing, flat out. And on the next time in 50
Bodies,
I like
that conversation. That was a pretty good topic.
It's flat out. I mean, because you can't delete wholeness. That's what we found out today.
We didn't confirm that.
Neither we can confirm nor
it's
deny.
It's two against one.
Okay, so you may or may not be right. And we also found out that the ladies of Melanin Punch Bowl. They were great guests. They just did not own their shit, which is cool.
shout out to
Melon Punch Bowl. And also shout out to Lola for dropping in on us.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Giving
Thanks
us some
in.
More free game. Next
hey,
time on
2KEA, if you wanna, you know, drop a check.
Flat out, we need a check. And we're trying to get picked up by Revolt and Title and all that. So yeah, next time on 50 Bodies, we're gonna have another special guest. I almost don't want to let y'all know about it because we got a little caption that's gonna come with it. So we might just let y'all know about it next time. But
stay tuned.
You know, 50 Bodies, we coming with episode 4. We're gonna keep this thing going for y'all. And give y'all more game on this whole topic and also chime into our local coaches and some of our local high school guys that we're going to bring in on our next, I think it's going to be episode 5 or so. We got a couple of the top high school professional athletes. High school athletes, not professional yet, but top high school athletes here coming in. And we want them to chime in on our show, man. Tell us about how they feel as youngsters in high school because that's when you start catching bodies.
I mean, yeah, that's
a lot out.
Hey, I want to see.
And especially top athletes.
That is pretty interesting. Yeah,
I mean,
I'd like to know what's going on.
You talking about top quarterbacks and stuff.
Oh, he probably got 60
you know,
bodies.
I don't know when I caught my first body at a late age, so I don't want to talk about that.
I caught mine at a late age.
I'm just saying, they catch me early.
And then I had the same body for a long time.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Until next time. We go side off up out of here. It's Jack Tripper to the third power
it's
off the
Tommy.
Cracking. My man's Tommy. Lola, we out.
50 Bodies.